Yes, sir. Can you state your name?
Travis Boyd.
Okay, Mr. Boyd. For the record, do we have the recording? Thank you.
Yes.
For the record, can you state your full name and ABC number?
Yes, Travis Aaron Boyd, ABC number 319369.
Thank you, Mr. Boyd. And good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about two alleged allegations. Boy, I've just lost my words here, sir. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on July 13, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. This afternoon, we are authorized for a three-member panel. I'll begin with me because I'm sitting closest to you. My name is Louis Quinones. I am the acting board chairman this afternoon, and I will be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and on the opposite side of the bench, we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. But based on outstanding timing, we are just going to up this board to four members because our fourth member, Mr. Johnson, just walked through the door, and he'll be able to listen to the entire hearing. So also, who just sat down is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, our fourth member, so now we're authorized for a four-member panel. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Boyd and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Boyd, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and when you talk about it, but keep in mind the board members will make the final determination of whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Now again, a revocation hearing is in two distinct phases, and there will be a motion that passes from phase one to phase two, okay, sir? I will begin with phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably got to lapse in the criminal arrangement company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by the lack of changing or place of residence at 2202 East Roosevelt Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on about September 6, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officers. Mr. Boyd, is this true or false?
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you. And allegation number two, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report for a face-to-face contact visit on September 13, 2017, as verbally directed on September 5th, 2017. Your whereabouts were known, thus you were absconded from supervision. Mr. Boyd, is this true or false?
That is true.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Boyd's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or had lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Boyd, we're going to continue with that second phase of the hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our Community Corrections Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, We'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail, okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Boyd. Mr. Westby, if you will.
On September 5th, 2017, Mr. Boyd was released from Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested June 1st, 2018 by Arkansas State PD on the local failure to appear warrant. He was back in DOC custody on June 15th, 2018, with adjusted community supervision end date of September 21st, 2018, which reflects 261 absconding days. Current conviction, 2017, burglary, third degree, 9 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIO score 2-3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score has not been rated. Getting information notes, he's a self-admitted juggalo. He has no prior terms of supervision. He has no disciplinary violations or arrests on record. His community risk score is a G3B3. On June 5th, 2018, per Sebastian County Jail, subject's local failure to appear has now been time served. So his charges have been taken care of.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Boyd. Can we make a quick review of your case supervision summary? It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with approved placement at TOC located at 2202 East Roosevelt Street, Phoenix, Arizona. On September 7, 2017, you were discharged from TOC and on or about September 7, 2017 for failing to be on TOC property at 10 o'clock p.m. headcount on September 6, 2017. You had no other approved residences prior to your absconding. So did you continue to live in Arizona after you absconded, sir, or what happened?
No, I didn't.
Honestly,
I went straight back to Arkansas.
But we're not here for those purposes. It sounds like that you already had time served for failure to appear. But did you have a look over the month in Arkansas, or what was going on over there?
I guess it was for like misdemeanor traffic tickets and stuff. But yeah, I had a misdemeanor warrant back there too.
Well, thank you for explaining that. We don't have the employment notes. You were gone for quite some time, and we'll just assume you were in Arkansas, but were you working at all?
Yes, I was working the whole time.
What were you doing, sir?
I was driving a forklift at a food service.
Well, I will not commend you for absconding or leaving the state, but still, it's always positive when someone's working, when they return to the community, and the fact that you continue to work in Arkansas is still fundamentally positive. Programming notes, you were assigned the task for the random color code urine analysis with a color code peach. You absconded before submitting in the urine sample, so I will ask, did you have any ongoing issues with drug use?
No, I didn't. I had been clean already for 2 years at that time.
And what was your prior drug of choice?
My prior drug of choice was heroin.
Well, again, thank you for being direct, and I congratulate you on staying clean. That's, again, a very good sign. I guess what is unfortunate is that if you had maintained contact with your parole officer, you probably would have been done with your community supervision by now, leaving for Arkansas and disappearing from community supervision complicated things considerably. So we hope to, regardless of how things turn out today, hope not to see you in the correction system again, but we would encourage you, if you're ever in this predicament, to please cooperate with your parole officer because they tend to be pretty flexible and are pretty invested in seeing you succeed when you return to the community. So am I correct that for those 261 days, you were living and working in Arkansas?
Yes.
And what was the exact reason why you decided to break off contact with the parole officer? I get that you left for Arkansas, but why did you decide to break off contact?
I guess it was kind of, I already knew that I had messed up and that I was going to get a violation for it, so I figured I might as well just go ride it out, work, save up some money for the family, and then, deal with it when the time comes.
I think you know that when you complete your prison sentence, one way or the other, whether it's on community supervision or whether it's inside the Department of Corrections, that you'll be free to pursue your own interests. So is your plan just to return to Arkansas when it's all said and done?
Yes, sir. That's where my family, my children, and my wife are.
So you have a support group there. You're still with your wife.
Yes, sir.
Again, I try to find the positivity where I can, and that certainly sounds promising. Will you return to the same work that you're doing?
Yes, sir. My boss said that I can come back whenever I get home.
Very good. What was it that caused the Arkansas State Police to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconder warrant? Well, I guess it was failure to appear too, but what was going on to make that contact?
I was speeding on the interstate.
Well, thank you for being direct, Mr. Boyd. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Are there questions from fellow board members? Mr. Boyd, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement that you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we go into deliberation?
Just first of all, I just appreciate you taking the time out of your day to see me. And, I know that I made that mistake, but in my head at the time, I felt that that was the best decision for my family. So, but that's all.
Well, I'll tell you honestly, Mr. Boyd, I do appreciate somebody taking care of their family and working. Unfortunately, there's pretty strict rules of community supervision to include not leaving the state and breaking off contact with the parole officer. But in that same regard, I do appreciate you being straightforward with the board. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Boyd. The board is now in discussion. For the board members, you heard the dialogue up to this point, and I know what I said. I think it's fundamentally positive when an individual is motivated to take care of their family and to return to a productive life, but we just cannot neglect an individual absconding for 261 days and leaving the state. But that's where I'll begin the discussion.
I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2017W3212, our discussion with Mr. Boyd, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Boyd was a delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal ways for a company, inasmuch that he absconded for 261 days and we could not monitor transition back to the community as well as in leading the state.
Second.
Agree.
So we just have
seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Boyd. Your supervision has been revoked and you will be released, at least according to Ames, on September 21st, 2018, which is less than 2 months away. So we encourage you to just take advantage of these last weeks inside the Department of Corrections, to city programming, put together a plan for a safe return to the community, and continue that productive life that you seem to be living when you're in Arkansas. We do wish you the best. We certainly don't want to see you in the correction system again. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you'd give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, Mr. Boyd.
Thank you.
You have a good day.